Along the Arizona-Mexico border, tensions are rising and activists say they're being unfairly targeted by the U.S. federal government. And they're holding an event with religious leaders from across the country this weekend to fight back. I'm joined now by KJZZ's Michel Morisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michel, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we'll come back to the event itself in a minute. But first, what set this whole thing off?
So this all started late last winter. First, there was a group of volunteers who were arrested for essentially a littering charge, which is what the story earlier was about. But beyond that, then there was an educator from ASU who worked with No More Deaths, who was then arrested on a felony smuggling charge. The group says that he was just out providing aid to undocumented immigrants who needed it. The federal agency, the U.S. Border Patrol, and the Pima County Sheriff's Department both argued that, no, they were aiding and abetting in the commission of a crime. Then on top of that, there's been claims of harassment by No More Deaths against the Border Patrol. They actually have video showing U.S. Border Patrol agents destroying their gear and their aid that they'd leave out in the desert for immigrants. In addition, there have been other littering charges that have been levied against volunteers. And this, of course, all caused this slogan years ago in southern Arizona, humanitarian aid is never a crime.
So, Michel, are these volunteers continuing to leave packages out for undocumented immigrants in these areas despite everything else going on?
You know, there's definitely a rebellious streak to No More Deaths. I put that question to Gina Jackson of No More Deaths yesterday, and this was her response.
I guess not, no. I think it is true that we would like to, but we are stopped all the time. If we could get water out to these areas, it would be really, it's really needed. And yet, nearly every time we're out there now, we're stopped before we can even get far into Cabeza. So it's really hard to do the work.
Well, Michel, in some respect, does the federal government kind of have a point here? I mean, if you go hiking in the backcountry, for example, they don't want you to leave stuff there. You pack it in, pack it out kind of thing.
And that's very true. This was a new clause added to the backcountry permit last year. And what No More Deaths have argues is that, look, we have had a long history. They've been around since 2004 of being able to go out to these areas and leave aid. They say that, you know, that this has been an issue only as a result of last year. And then in other parts of the border, you would see, for example, Arizona Game and Fish, Bureau of Land Management, other federal and state agencies charging the same group, No More Deaths, again, with littering charges for leaving bottles of water and aid out in the desert. So they're arguing basically selective enforcement, while the federal government, of course, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says, look, this applies to everybody. You're not an exception.
All right. So let's get back now to the event we talked about earlier. What do you expect to see this weekend in Ajo?
So it should be a really interesting series of events. First, there will be a day of clergy fighting back on behalf of No More Deaths. And then they're going to have the media go out to some of these areas. We're expected to have a backcountry permit. But again, are they rendering aid out there? Are they leaving items out there that could subject reporters, for example, to the same sort of prosecution? That remains to be seen. The big event's definitely going to be the clergy from around the country. I spoke with the Reverend Susan Frederick Gray. She's president of the Unitarian Universalist Association, and she's really familiar with border issues because she used to preside in Phoenix. Here's what she had to say.
What's happening is people are being forced to cross the border through the deadly desert of Arizona because they are being denied entrance at legal ports of entry. And so No More Deaths, humanitarian aid workers, out of compassion and a sense of duty and responsibility to save lives, are putting water there to help people survive that deadly journey.
All right, that's KJZZ's Michel Morisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michel, thanks as always.
Thank you, Mark.